Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Al Crawford with Networking Squared, and today we are actually broadcasting live from the Visitors Day for the LBN Troy Summit Chapter. We're going to be listening to some different guests and visitors, hearing what they have to say, and talking more about what's going on in this chapter as well as LBN. Our moderator, I guess, for today is going to be Mark Raymond, and I'm actually turning the mic over to him right now. Mark, here you go, bud.
Good morning to our listening audience this morning, and good morning to all of you here in the Troy Summit Chapter of the Local Business Network. Let's show some love for Al Crawford. Thank you all for coming out. We are broadcasting live today, as you can tell, from the offices of Mathis and Parr, and these law offices are located at 2555 Crooks Road in Suite 200. 2555 Crooks is just south of Big Beaver on the westbound side of Crooks Road. So if you are hearing us and you are in the Troy area, feel free to stop by and check out our Visitors Day, our special Visitors Day. So good morning to all of you. Just really quick, my name is Mark Raymond. I'm the guest host of the chapter, and we have a lively crowd here. Let's hear from them again this morning. And we are going to turn this over to the leadership of the chapter. The first person that's going to speak is Daniel Fisher. Daniel is the vice president of the group, and he is going to explain to us the rationale for the Local Business Network.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. So, hi, everybody. So, basically, you know, I want to give a thanks to Mark for the awesome introduction, and also thanks for our visitors for coming today. I think we got a couple more trickling in. So, we'll welcome them as they come in. So, welcome. Glad to have you guys. Other than that, you know, essentially, I want to address why we're all here today. I think we're all here for a common reason. We all have businesses to grow, success that we want to achieve. And I think that if that's what you're trying to achieve, you're in a perfect position right where you sit. There's a lot of different people in here with a lot of different specialties and different niches of the market. And I think that every single person has a family. They have a sphere of influence. They have different clients and connections. So to leverage those and to really get to know, like, and trust one another is extremely important. And I think you're all in the right spot. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce our chapter secretary treasurer, Tony Sarna, and our president, Glenn Clark.
So good morning, Glenn Clark here. I'm the president of this amazing group of human beings that I have come to know, like, and trust over the number of years that I've been part of. And we are a dynamic organization, and we would love for you to check us out. And so come on by sometime. We meet the first and third Thursdays of the month, and we are normally here at 7:45 for open networking, and 8 o'clock the meeting starts promptly. And Dan Fisher just spoke, and he is our brand new vice president, and he's doing an amazing job, and we are trying to grow our chapter. We want other people to join Local Business Network, which is a very good organization to pass business referrals, and we want you to come and check us out. So we meet here on Crooks Road, and as I said, the first and third Thursdays, 7:45 open networking, 8 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock are our regular scheduled business meetings. And we're so excited to have the president of the Michigan operations for the Local Business Network, Al Crawford, here today. And Mark Raymond, who just spoke a little while ago, is our former chapter president. He's very, very involved in our chapter as well. So we have a really dynamic organization. So come and visit with us. And without any further ado, I think I'm turning it back over to Dan Fisher for his vice president's report.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it. So we're going to do the vice president's report. And, you know, essentially, I think that Glenn has hit a lot of the points here. And I think that You know, I had mentioned that Tony Sarna is our Secretary Treasurer. I want to pass it over to him, and he's going to give a little spiel for us.
Sure. This is Tony Sarna, the Secretary and Treasurer of the LBN Troy Summit Chapter. I've been a longtime member of LBN since 2001, and so I can attest to the success that you can achieve with LBN. One of the things that's great about LBN is we have kind of a standardized meeting format that we go through. What Dan just did was kind of our vice president's report. Normally, it'd be a little bit more in depth for our visitors day. We're doing a little bit of an abbreviated format. And so at this point, I would normally go into the secretary treasurer's report. What we would typically do is report on the attendance at the meetings, because attendance is so essential to the success in LBN, as well as recognition slips and things like that that are passed within the chapter. Those are different metrics that help us track the success and the health of the chapter. And then we go into our presentation schedule. As far as upcoming presenters, we do a 10-minute presentation at each of the chapter meetings. And so Daniel Fisher will actually be our presenter at our next meeting on August 15th, followed by Yaro on September 5th. And Tony Greck on September 19th. And then we talk about upcoming events. Right now we have a couple of member trainings coming up on August 11th at 10 a.m. We have member training at First Independence Bank in Clinton Township. And on August 21st, we also have member training at Independence Village in Plymouth. So I'll pass this back over to Al.
All right, so we're going to get into our 60 seconds?
Sure. Absolutely.
All right, so part of the idea or the premise behind LBN is that it's not just a bunch of people just, you know, passing business cards around. The whole point of LBN is actually people selling through each other, and how we do that is we do what we call a 60-second training. The training is actually the ability for us to communicate who we're looking for and why, and so we're going to go through and have each member share their 60-second, and then it'll come back to me. So, Mark, you want to lead us off, buddy?
Sure. And just for the benefit of our listening audience, basically, if you can imagine a room of people who are sitting around the conference table having some lovely coffee and donuts and smiling at each other because they all know, like, and trust each other, we're here and we're going to each take a turn to stand up and tell a little bit about our business. And as we do this, we're not selling to each other per se. What we're doing is we're trying to tap into each other's spheres of influence and sell through each other. And you get a lot of training in LBN as a part of this too, to help you do this. I've leveraged the training for many, many years. And so my 60-second is a little bit different in that everybody here kind of knows already what I do, what I'm looking for, my why of why I'm in business and all of that. The training has been effective to me, and it's been able to allow me to train other people. So when they're out there in the field, they can go, oh, I know a guy that does that. And in my case, I'm a property manager. My name is Mark Raymond. I'm with a company called?
TMI.
And what am I looking for?
Landlord.
Anything more than that is?
TMI.
There you go. So, okay, they know my brand. They know who I am. They know how to refer to me, and that's because of LBN. Now, other people here are going to be in various stages, as you're going to hear, of learning and various stages of training others. So you may hear more features and benefits from some people. You may hear something akin to what I just did. So I just wanted to give you that little heads up, and we'll turn it over here. We're going to come back to a gentleman who's our guest today. His name is Al. And but first, we're going to turn it over to Woody Akers. He is actually visiting today from the Sterling Heights chapter. Woody.
Hi, good morning. My name is Woodrow Akers. I go by Woody. I a company called Axis Service. I'm a handyman. So what I do is do light electrical, light plumbing, repair and replace household items, outdoor fixtures, stuff like that. What I'm looking for are the people that are transitioning from their spring cleanup stuff to things they're finding that need to be fixed, repaired, replaced at the house, and then do their maintenance for them. So if you guys know anybody that's out there that needs a handyman, let me know, and thank you for inviting me today.
Why don't you, everybody share their phone number, too, so if somebody's listening live, they can reach out.
Yep, my phone number is 586-265-1857.
Good morning. This is John Stevens. I'm the attorney of the chapter and partner in Madison Power, hosting the meeting here at our offices, 2555 Crooks in Troy. Our firm has been around for a number of years. We actually got started in the 1940s. So we have been around for a long time. We do a number of different things, but my particular areas of practice involve all aspects of real estate, estate planning, succession planning for businesses, and representing businesses. Succession planning and planning for turnover of assets, both in the family and the business, are very important things to everybody, and this is one of the main areas that I'm involved with. It is essential to plan for succession, whether it's business or personal, and I can help you with that. Our telephone number here is 248-643-7900. Thank you.
Thanks, John. So my name is Dan Fisher. I'm a financial advisor in Southfield, Michigan with Michigan Financial Companies. Essentially what we do is we assess someone's financial situation. We take a look at where they're at. It's a holistic process. We're looking at a lot of different aspects. One of the things that we specialize in particularly is investment management and also taking care of insurance needs, making sure that people are in the right spot. People have different investment goals as far as companies they want to invest in, risk tolerance, making sure people are aligned with their different goals and the amount of risk that they want to take. Particularly specializing lately in various hospitals around the area. So Beaumont is the target lately as far as working with those people, spending a lot of time going through the plan, making sure that they're not going to run out of money in retirement, making sure that they're saving enough. And if they're saving more than they need to, taking a look at different areas that they can allocate those dollars to. So, definitely wanted to reach out to you guys. Thanks for listening. And I'll go ahead and pass it on to Tony Sarno.
Oh, 517-599-5056.
Tony Sarno from Savvy Sender. Savvy Sender is a powerful email marketing platform. We help customers send engaging emails and then track the results in real time. A good lead for us would be internet retailers, people that sell goods or services online. What we can do is we can help them send out their messages twice a month. We send an initial message and then a follow-up message. And using our expertise, we're able to deliver excellent results for them and grow their business and generate sales. So again, Tony from Savvy Sender.
Good morning and good morning listening audience. My name is Joel Kleiss with Allied Insurance Managers. I do commercial insurance in Metro Detroit area. My goal when I'm sitting down with a business owner and we're working with growing businesses is to really help them with their insurance and evaluate their operations prior to putting their insurance in place. And typically what I hear when I sit down with them is a number of things. I'm paying in a bunch of money. I'm not sure if my rates are competitive with the marketplace, or I'm paying a bunch of money and I don't even know if the coverages are adequate for what I'm doing. So I sit down with them. Like I said, we evaluate their operations first and then we put a program in place. What I'm looking for in a good referral for me is a company in the elder care industry. That would be assisted living, independent living, adult foster care, home health care, or hospice. One of the things when you're asking for, or when you're doing your 60 seconds, is to be specific. So specifically, I have an assisted living facility that I've been working on trying to get into. It's called Quality Care of Howell, and the administrator's name is Nadal, and I would love a warm introduction to Nadal if you knew him. My name is, again, Joel Kleiss with Allied Insurance Managers, and my number is 248-243-5847. Thank you.
Thanks, Joel. My name is Tony Gregg. I work with Luxury Mortgage, and I am a residential mortgage finance expert. We help all sorts of people, purchase homes, whether it's a primary residence, vacation home, or investment/rental properties. We can help with that. But also for folks who own homes, we offer an in-depth mortgage review. You're going to get a free credit report. We're going to sit down. We're going to look at your mortgage. We're going to look for opportunities for you, be it saving money on a monthly basis, consolidating debt, financing some of those home improvements. We can do all sorts of stuff like that. So, I know that's kind of a broad ask, but we can help them all. We do loans coast to coast, although we're based in Michigan here. And I've been doing this for about 19 years. Tony Greck with Luxury Mortgage. My number is 248-714-4914. Thanks.
Thanks, Tony. This is Kathy Hicks with GT Insurance. I'm an insurance professional, and my ask today is for landlords of vacant and occupied properties. Recently, I was able to help a client who lives in Canada, purchased a investment property in Birmingham, and I'm seeing a lot of that more. And then if you have relatives or parents who are downsizing, going to assisted living, and they're going to be renting their home out, perfect products for them. Again, Kathy Hicks, GP Insurance. You can reach me at 586-899-8432.
Thanks, Kathy. I'm Glenn Clark. I'm the chapter president of this amazing group of people that I've known, liked, and trusted for many, many years. I am the publisher of North Troy Living, which is a publication that goes direct mail to North Troy homeowners. And I also represent Shelby Neighbors, and also the coming almost here, it's being birthed here momentarily, called Stony Creek Living, and that's in the east side of Rochester. I also represent publications in the Brighton area, and also Grand Blanc Township, and Seton, and Davison. So we have a different series of different magazines that go directly to homeowners in those areas. They have to be affluent homeowners. The homes have to be valued at $250,000 or greater. No apartment dwellers receive our publications. And we're lifestyle. We are what we like to call Facebook of print. We are not an online publication. We are publications that are all social media going to the neighbors. So the neighbors share with us, or we share about the neighbors. And so I'm looking for customers who want to connect with people who want to be in a publication as a sponsor to connect with affluent homeowners. And so my ask today is Thrive Chiropractic, which is just down Crooks Road from here, in Troy, and there are two doctors. I've already met with them a couple years ago, and they were interested, and it just didn't go anywhere. So if you understand or know the owners, the two doctors who operate at Thrive Chiropractic, just here on Crooks Road, just north of Maple Road, in Troy, Michigan, please contact me, 248-396-3826. And I'm going to pass it over here to Tricia Raymond, who's an amazing realtor.
Thank you. My first name is not amazing. It is Tricia Raymond. And yes, Tricia Amazing Raymond. Yeah, okay. Anyway, I am with the Keller Williams Troy Somerset branch here. And I do help people buy homes, sell homes, or rent homes. So if you need to move, somebody that needs to move in the next, whether it's this year, next year, or, you know, far out planning, that's who I'm looking for. Usually what happens is people want to get evaluation on their home because they just need to know what it's worth. And I understand y'all think that Zillow is the real estate god, but there's a lot of discrepancy out there and a lot of issues with online evaluation. It really does take an expert to come in, you know, just like a doctor or anybody else. You know, you can't learn everything on WebMed, right? You know, somebody's got to see you. And I need to walk in the house and take a look at it and see how old things are and the different components. You know, do you have old carpet? Do you have new roof? You know, all these things, that doesn't all show up on Zillow. So it's very, some things are subjective. And those of us who walk through thousands of homes with buyers know what they're looking for and know how to price things correctly. And we have the sales data. You know, it's when you're looking online, most of the data you're seeing is for sale, but not sold. So asking versus sales price are two different things. So, you know, the realtors do have most of the sales data available in order to be able to do that. I've also sold, even though there's hardly any foreclosures left, did spend quite a few years in the foreclosure market heavily, and banks rely on us to do broker price opinions, which is very almost an appraisal. So the valuation experience I have is greater than most realtors who aren't brokers, and also for the fact that banks, you know, score us. And so the valuation that I give you would be really spot on. So if you're planning on moving, know somebody needs to downsize in the next year or two, I'd be happy to come out and give them a free evaluation. My number is 248-229-8859. That's 248-229-8859. Thanks.
Thank you, Laurel. Thank you very much. Good morning. My name is Alan Roberts of Canoe Circle Consulting. My phone number is 248-891-2946. I'm a former automotive engineer slash sales slash program management. My true favorite activity, though, when it comes to working, is mentoring and coaching. I love to take a young engineer that wants to go into program management or technical sales and help them bridge that gap. In the meantime, what I really am looking for is either a Tier 1 or a Tier 2 supplier that is looking for someone that totally understands the technical side of anything from ABS brake systems through autonomous systems, and needs help from a sales or program management perspective. So if you have any friends or neighbors that are in that realm, please give them my number. Again, it's 248-891-2946.
Great job, everybody, on your 60 seconds. Nice job. And now I have the pleasure of reintroducing to you Al Crawford, the host of this radio program and also the director of Michigan Operations, as our president, Glenn Clark, had said. Al has a wealth of information. Perk up those ears. If you're sitting in traffic, you might even want to pull off to the side of the road and listen, because this is information that is going to help you grow your business. That is the reason LBN exists. Ladies and gentlemen, a nice, big, huge round of applause for Mr. Al Crawford.
Hey, thanks, Mark. It's great to be with you guys today, and I love this concept of doing the live broadcast. I mean, basically, it's a way that you can actually be here without being here. I guess the key would be, if you're interested, come check this group out. Amazing group of professionals, and they would absolutely be an improvement for your business. I can almost guarantee it. What is Local Business Network? Local Business Network, or LBN as we call it, was put together 20 years ago. It's our 20th anniversary. Chuck Gifford was the founder of LBN, and the reason he put it together was he felt that there was too many inconsistencies out there with the BNIs of the world and the chamber groups. They all have certain values. However, what we really wanted in the LBN model was to be able to have a group of people who actually share each other's customers, who actually can refer each other. In many other groups, it's just a hodgepodge. It's basically butts and seats. So if it's something where if you want to pay the dues, they'll take your money, they'll let you join the group. And we know that other groups, bigger organizations, have a gigantic failure rate. I'm not going to say the three-letter word, but you can probably figure it out. It's a franchise all over the world that has a 70% failure rate. 70% of the people that join quit each year. And I thought that was tragic. And so what we've really prided ourselves on with LBN is to bring in the right people, allowing the chapters to recruit the people they want. And what we've maintained over the last 5 years has been a less than 30% fallout. Of that 30% that we lose, 60% never attend the training that we do. So the reality is that if somebody actually comes in and gets the training, their success is pretty much guaranteed. I've yet to have a person that's failed that followed the things that we train. So that's a really important thing. The other thing with LBN is that we are Southeast Michigan. All the chapters are located there. There's three different types of chapters. The chapter that we're in today is basically a real estate-based chapter. All the businesses kind of revolve around that industry. And then we have two other types of chapters. One is called Senior Supports. So it's a chapter that just caters to the elderly. So it was funny when Joel was talking about the different businesses he was looking at. I'm like, oh, my God, you need to go visit that chapter. And so everything that you mentioned was things that they have actually in that group. So as a member of one, you have the ability to visit other groups. And so it's something I would absolutely encourage him to go and do to visit that. We also have a group that's called the Blue Marlins, which is more of a business-to-business, or the Big Fish is the analogy. So that if you're looking for a business-to-business contact, that's also in Troy. And that's going to be something where it's going to be businesses that cater to businesses with more than 50 employees. So that's kind of the idea behind that model. the idea behind LBN is that we want to be able to sell through each other, not just to each other. And so the 60 seconds that we do are so critical for everybody's success. What we want to have happen is that everybody walk out of here with an idea of who they're looking for and why. The more descriptive we can be, the more specific we are, the easier it is to be able to refer each other. And it's been a proven model for years and years. I totally welcome each of you to visit this chapter. If you want to reach out to me, my number is 586-883-5838. You can check us out on the web at localbusinessnetwork.com. There's an introduction video you can watch that will actually give an overview of how the process works. But the bottom line is this is, you know, an hour and 15 minutes twice a month that can be a huge part of your success and all the different things that you do. I'm going to turn it back over to Mark, and we'll let him continue the show. Mark.
All right. For those of you that have heard this multiple choice trick question before, don't participate. And I ask that you don't overthink it. So we're all sitting here. We all have a product or a service to share with the world, right? And as we're considering us, our audience out there to get that product or service out there, I'm going to ask this multiple choice. I'm going to warn you up front, it's a trick question. Don't overthink it. Just raise your hand when you think you hear the right answer. And for those of you listening in your car or wherever you are, you know, participate along with this and tell me, you know, if you're caught up in the same thinking here. Because if we've done a good job here, it may change your viewpoint on these types of meetings that we're talking about right here. It will change your view of what you do when it comes to networking in general. And become a power networker. All right, so it's a beautiful morning, a great Pure Michigan morning out there. We're all sitting here bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to share our product or service message with the world. And here's the question. What is the single most effective marketing strategy that you can implement to get your product or service out to the world? And here are some of the answers. And like I said, don't overthink it, just jump right in. The single most effective marketing strategy that you can implement to get your product or service message out there is radio and television advertising. As I speak on the radio, no show of hands on that. How about billboards? Those of you driving down the road and see billboards, I got a couple of people's faces here looking at me going, maybe, I don't know about that. Okay, what about mass emailing or sending out tons of emails? I got one hand on that. And guess who that is? That's Tony Sarna, who he has a wonderful product called Savvy Sender, which you just heard about. And it is a good tool, and it's a great thing you should use in your business, absolutely. But is it the single most effective marketing strategy that you can implement? We had one vote on that. What about magazines and newspapers? Okay,
yes.
Okay, Glenn Clark, we have a publisher in the room. He says that, right? Okay. Now, what about word of mouth? Well, okay. Now, look at that. I got probably five or six hands. Everybody jumps in on that. And that is the common knee-jerk response to, oh, yeah, word of mouth. That's the best advertising you can get. And that's what we think and what we believe. But it's advertising. And it's something that cuts both ways. If you have an excellent product or service, you will enjoy good word of mouth, most likely. But if you have an abysmal product or service, you will have word of mouth and you will not enjoy it. It's a double-edged sword. It cuts both ways. And here's the most important thing, and this is the trick in the question. It's outside of your control. Word of mouth is something that you cannot control. So that is not a marketing strategy. If you cannot control word of mouth, then it's not a marketing strategy. So it does not qualify. So that still leaves one more thing, and that is building relationships that lead to referrals. Consider that building relationships is completely within your control, provided you leverage networking. And that is the rationale and the purpose for Local Business Network to exist. It is a network of people that you can tap into. You get trained in how to do this as part of the value. You get to practice with people over and over. If something's not working, each time you come to the meeting, you can change it until it does work. And then when you discover and have that aha moment, that's when you can hit the gas. Don't do that right now if you're in traffic. That's when you can hit the gas and really, really work this network. And so we call ourselves the Power Networking Organization for that very reason. So Local Business Network exists for the purpose of helping you grow your business. And another thing I just want to put in your thought processes, the next multi-million dollar client that you are referred to,
someone says, hey, you need to go talk to Joe Smith of Acme Widgets. He's a C-level executive. Fits exactly what you're looking for. And you're referred to this gentleman. And then he's going to be able to meet you at 9 o'clock on Thursday morning. I'm sorry, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock on Thursday morning. Just out of curiosity, how many people, by show of hands, would be preparing for that meeting the night before? Got all these hands, right? And how many of you would be looking at your tires to make sure you don't have a flat, make sure that everything, all the ducks and, are in a row and the base is covered, that you will make that meeting? You wouldn't be late to that meeting, right? Nobody would be late to that meeting. And you wouldn't cut out early either. You'd say, listen, hey, it's been really great talking to you, but I've got to go do something else. And then, okay. So what I'm really describing is behavior in that meeting. Same thing for a job interview. You wouldn't do all those kinds of things for a job interview. Well, guess what? When you come to LBN, you're trained on how to behave, so to speak, in these meetings, because everybody is subconsciously evaluating each other as they come to know, like, and trust each other. These are the magic ingredients, know, like, and trust, that Daniel Fisher shared at the top of the meeting. We first come to know each other, then we come to like each other, and at some point, hopefully, if everything works, we trust each other. And that's when the magic happens, when we are then willing to open up our personal sphere of influence and refer one to each other. So I hope I've done a good job at least of sharing with you a little bit of the rationale of LBN, and help also sharing with you how to think about networking, that you may challenge your thinking and hopefully never think about networking meetings the same way. And why is that? Because your next multi-million-dollar client is going to be referred out of one of these meetings. Physical presence is a prerequisite to your referral stream. Referrals are the lifeblood of your sales cycle. We're here to help you deliver it, train you, and get you on your way. So come on out to the LBN Troy Summit, first and third Thursdays of the month, at 2555 Crooks Road, Suite 200. That's the Matheson Parr Law Firm. And we want to give a nice round of applause to John Stevens, who hosted our meeting today in his wonderful conference room. I'm going to turn it back over to our president for any kind of closing remarks or commentary and anything else he wants to do to run the meeting. And then we'll turn it over after that to Al to close the show. Glenn.
Thank you, Mark. Glenn Clark here. I'm the president of this amazing chapter of business people in our area. And Local Business Network is a networking opportunity for you to come and check out. You can come and check out our chapter two times for free. There's no obligation to come or to stay beyond that, I should say. But we would love for you to come and check us out, as Mark described, at our Local Business Network meeting. And in addition, we do pass referral slips, which is really important and vital to our business networking. So we do supportive actions. So if a member has a need beyond a business client, we do pass slips every time we meet, one to another. And in addition, we do also pass vital business referrals about new business, which is really, really exciting, about opportunities to close clients. Not that it's a guarantee, but I was just in downtown Royal Oak. I talked to Tricia Raymond, our wonderful realtor here, a couple nights ago, I think it was, and I met a young gentleman who was looking on his phone. I was sitting next to him, and he kept swiping through pictures of homes and rooms of homes. And I'm like, what's going on in your life? And he's like, you know what? I'm tired of throwing away money on rent. He goes, I want to buy. I'm like, okay, what are your circumstances? And he said, well, I'm still in a 10-month lease, so he's stuck for 10 more months paying rent. But he's like, I'm thinking about buying even before the 10-month lease is over. He goes, I'm thinking about finding a subletter to take over the home or the apartment that he has. I'm not sure. But he wants to buy a home. And I'm like, you know what? Let me tell you about an amazing realtor I know. I said, she's crazy awesome. And I asked him, I go, can I get, can I have her call you? He goes, no, I'm not at that point yet. I said, well, can I at least give you her number? So in Albion, we actually acquire a person's name and a phone number, and we pass it on. In that circumstance, I tried. I was up at bat, and guess what? I didn't hit a home run. I didn't get his name and number. I know his name is David. I called Tricia. I'm like, you know what? At least I got you over to him. I got you. I gave his name or his your name and phone number to him. Will he call? I don't know. But in LBN, my attitude is this: if you have a willing heart and a desire in your brain to refer somebody over to a partner, which is exactly what we are to each other, right? We're partners. We're business partners. I'm hoping that Tricia gets a phone call from him, you know, next month, the month after, we don't know. I also remember some time ago, I was talking to my brother-in-law's brother, and he said, yeah, I'm getting ready to move. And I said, do you have a realtor? He's like, well, I know one. I'm like, okay, I know a better one. And so I turned over, I asked him if he could, he would take a phone call from Tricia. And it's just an example of real estate here. Basically, the point is, Tricia called him. She secured the deal. She sold the house. She got him the price that he was in love with. That's awesome. And that's the whole point of what we do here. We refer business, but we're always trying to look for business for our business partners. So anyway, without any further ado, I'm going to turn it back over to Mark Raymond. But come check us out. Troy Summit, LBN, we're amazing. You're going to love it. Come on out.
All these adjectives, you would think that we'd get up in the morning because we're the cooler than the other side of the pillow. We had a couple of people join us this morning, and we would like to include them in the 60 seconds if it's not too late for you on the road there. I'm going to turn it over to Yarrow. First of all, he has a company called Yarrow Tech, aptly named, and Yarrow is going to tell you just a little 60-second about his company and who he's looking for.
Hi, this is Yarrow with Yarrow Tech, and we're an IT technology solutions company, and we are looking for anyone who has any kind of issues with their system or needs any kind of support, service, maintenance, or a custom project that's related to IT and the technology that we can help with. Thank you.
Do you want to give them your phone number real quick?
Sure. Our phone number is 800-696-4165.
Awesome. Yarrow's got a great company, and you should go visit him there on Mound Road in Sterling Heights. He's got a really cool shop that you want to check out. And it's all automated with Google automated everything. It's really, really amazing. All right. We have a guest that Yarrow, did you bring?
Yes.
This is Sean, right? Sean? Is that Shant? Shant. And Shant is going to tell us a little bit about his business. We're going to learn all together now for his business for the very first time. So, Yarrow, thank you for bringing him, and here you go.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Shant Kindirjan. I am a custom jeweler, also a watch broker. Anything that you'd like to make, whether it pertains to rings, earrings, pendants, I make them from scratch. Basically, putting anything that you have sentimental, if you had pieces passed down to you, if you'd like to make something unique, if there's a special watch you've been looking for forever, we definitely can get it in. Just love what I do.
Oh, your phone number, sir.
Oh, yes. 810-626-8687.
Perfect. Thank you again. And we're going to turn it back over to Al for any closing comments. And we appreciate you listening to us this morning and giving you the value message of Local Business Network.
Thanks, Mark. A big hand to everybody here today. Everybody did a great job. All right. The meetings are typically an hour and 15 minutes long. For, for, first 15 minutes is open networking, and then basically the process is each member going through and offering a 60-second training. The officers do a presentation, and then I was actually the 10-minute today. Each member has the ability to be spotlighted in the meetings, and it's an opportunity for them to kind of shine and show everybody more specifically the different things that they do. The last part, and something we can't do on the air, is what we call recognition and celebration, where we actually acknowledge what we've done for each other in the last 2 weeks. One of the things that I love to see is actually referrals being passed versus leads being passed. What I've come to understand in a lot of other groups, there's a lot of leads being passed, basically a business card or something being given, but there's no accountability, there's no tracking of it. The referral slips allow us to track and make sure that we are doing the things that we say we're doing and be able to be held accountable for those things, which is really important because it's the trust factor is developed by that part of this, and that's one of the reasons that we actually hand out the recognition slips. One other thing I wanted to share is that this chapter is growing, and they do have a list of businesses that they are looking for. I'm going to name a few of them specifically, CPAs, dentists, electricians, plumbers, people in the trades. It's something we absolutely have business for you. We have multiple chapters that are in the need of that. So you can become a member of this chapter, and there's multiple chapters. You could still go out and expose the business that you offer to the other members of LBN. There's 35 chapters in Southeast Michigan, and the opportunities are limitless. So if you're in the Troy area and you'd like to grow your business, please check this group out. It is an amazing group and something that I love coming to see these guys because they are so professional and they're so good at the things that they do. I think that's basically where we are for today. If you have any other questions, again, my number is 586-883-5838. Check us out on the web at localbusinessnetwork.com. And you can also, on Facebook, you can either go to Local Business Network or to check out this chapter. It's LBN Troy Summit. Thank you, everybody, for being a part of today's show. And take care, everybody.